As you all probably know by now, what will land the EPA announcing a new national standard to limit forever chemicals in our drinking water. Meantime, on the same day this announcement was made, back here at home, our Attorney General, Todd Rokita, put forward this lawsuit. He is suing 22 companies for manufacturing forever chemicals, and he's joining us live right now to talk about it. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Kayla, great to be with you. And before your audience jumps to any conclusions, I don't usually or ever coordinate with the EPA. That was completely coincidental.
Well, I was going to ask you that. that's definitely good to know.
We're on the same page here.
Well, let's start here, just plain and simple. I mean, what prompted you to sue these 22 companies?
Well, we've been looking at it for quite some time, honestly, and other states are doing the same, and several have already sued, about half the states already. And, you know, we're talking about a chemical, you know, just to be all nerdy, let me just say polyfluoroalkyl. That's the technical name. We know it better as PFAS, as mm-hmm. you mentioned. And these have been around since the 1920s. They're used extensively in firefighting, but they're also used to manufacture some of the things that we have inside our homes and other places. So it's been a widely used chemical over decades. In fact, the CDC, in every person they've tested since 1999, every one of those people have had the PFAS chemicals in their blood. So it's a part of us. And what our lawsuit does is, because over the decades we've learned a lot more about the chemical, and the manufacturers have learned more about the chemical, what the lawsuit focuses on now is what they knew, when they knew it, mm-hmm. and what they did not tell us.
Yeah.
So it's about deception. It's about we're using Indiana's Deceptive Consumer Sales Practices Act, as a matter of fact, to go after these companies.
Yeah, because we've learned since then that forever chemicals have been linked to a lot of cancers. They've been linked to some liver disease. And so I think you're asking some really great, great questions. What did we know and when did we know it? Because that was a question I had, is why these forever chemicals have been allowed to be used all along. So hopefully you kind of can get to the bottom of some of that. Something else that I wanted some clarification on here, Todd, when it comes specifically to this lawsuit, are you trying to ban, or do you want to ban, I guess, forever chemicals entirely from being used here in Indiana?
Well, there's great debate going on about what's an acceptable level.
Yeah. Right?
So, you know, these things are about concentrations. And as this lawsuit goes forward, you know, I will say there's going to be a long slog, okay? Most lawsuits are. This is certainly to be one based on what we're seeing in other states. And it's going to be a battle, what we call a battle of the experts. You know, we're going to have our experts that say, hey, these guys knew and this is too much. And then their experts are going to say, oh, no, that's not enough. Mm-hmm. It doesn't cause any of this. And so that battle is going to go on. And, you know, what we're going to be looking for in all of that is, first of all, injunctive relief. Stop being deceptive. First of all, get notices out. These things contain PFAS, or somehow get notice to the consumer, and we'll see how that looks at the end. But then certainly we want damages as well.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be a money component to this. And the big question is going to be what happens, you know, if and when we get a settlement, if and when we win a jury verdict. How is that money used? Where does it go?
This might be a dumb question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Is it the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission that governs water utilities in Indiana? And is it up to them to then ensure these forever chemicals are not in our drinking water? I mean, how do we, you know what I'm saying, really get to the bottom of this?
Yeah, so great question, actually. And this is where the EPA and our lawsuit, so to speak, our office is where it kind of comes together. Those regulations you mentioned that came out on the same day of our lawsuit is a final rule. So far, no one sued on it. Those new regulations, and again, you and I have talked on your show a million times about overregulation, mm-hmm. federal overreach. here, what the EPA did is say, you know what, here are some standards for testing drinking water. So these new rules have the testing standards. Then it's not an unfunded mandate in the sense that there is, in one of the infrastructure bills that Congress passed recently, money for utility companies, water companies, and even individuals to test their wells. So there's a testing standard. There is a mandate, but it is funded at least, and it's available for water utilities and individuals. I do believe the Utility Regulatory Commission has control over water utilities. I do believe that's the case. But the testing, or ensuring the testing of water, also very much is the jurisdiction of the Indiana Department of Environmental Management. So the state's EPA, so to speak, IDEM.
Well, I know right now a lot of water utilities are testing for, from my understanding, at least six additional chemicals. And I know we're talking more about your lawsuit here, and that's going to be quite some time till it all plays out. Definitely keep in touch with us, Todd, if something does play out there. But in the meantime, what should listeners do if they are concerned, perhaps, about their drinking water being safe?
Test it.
Yeah.
Don't wait for funding, or don't wait to go through the bureaucracy if you're really concerned. Test your water.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing you do, and make sure you're communicating with your local utility. See if they'll test it, see what kind of standards that they have in place and what they're going to do about the new EPA regulations and when they're going to perform their tests. They're also in things like utensils,
mm-hmm.
and other household products. I want to be clear that our lawsuit is focused on those companies that are manufacturing the chemicals,
right,
and what they knew and when they knew it. This is not a lawsuit going after manufacturers whose products may contain the chemical that they got from the chemical manufacturer. So we have to focus our limited capacity somewhere, and this is our first step, at least.
Well, glad you're taking the steps. As always, Todd, we appreciate your time. Best of luck. I'm sure we'll be in touch.
Okay, thanks, Kayla. Bye.
That is our Indiana Attorney General, Todd Rakita, joining us here on Whoa, Whoa. One thing I want to add, as Todd was mentioning there, just testing your water in general, if you feel like it might be unsafe. This is something, actually, that my husband and I did. We had Tri-County Water come out to our home. They will actually test your water for you for free. Turns out we had some of these chemicals in our water. We had nitrates in our water, really high levels. It was actually pretty alarming. So we did end up going with a water softener from Tri-County. But that is just one tangible route that you can go in terms of being concerned about your water being safe for you to drink.
Podcasts by Federated Media.